I'm John Strum, and this is Real Talk MS. It's Thursday, October 12th, and welcome to the second day of ECTRIMS 2019 in Stockholm, Sweden. I'm thrilled to be in Stockholm for the largest MS research conference in the world, and I'm particularly thrilled that my suitcase decided to join me today after taking its own unannounced journey to Oslo, Norway. So now that I've been very happily reunited with a fresh change of clothes, let's talk about what people are talking about at ECTRIMS. Yesterday afternoon, in a session titled, What Determines a Long-Term Outcome of MS?, speakers made the case that improvements in disease-modifying therapies, along with better attention being paid to making lifestyle changes, have led to a better quality of life for people living with MS. Dr. Ali Manucharinia of Karolinska University Hospital in Stockholm showed that the time span between an MS diagnosis and severe disability is growing. In Sweden, half as many MS patients reach an EDSS score of 6 by the age of 64 as once did. And Dr. Manucharinia made the point that while the cost of MS treatments is increasing, the overall societal cost of the disease, in terms of disability pensions or sick leave being taken or just absence from work, well, all of that was on the decline. And Dr. Manucharinia made it clear that this wasn't only due to disease-modifying therapies. It's really a combination of factors, including MS being diagnosed earlier so that people can start disease-modifying therapies sooner, lifestyle factors like a reduction in the number of people who smoke, and better management of symptoms like fatigue, depression, and cognitive decline, all of which are being more readily acknowledged and more effectively treated today. Dr. Ruth Ann Murray underscored the importance of treating comorbidities among people living with MS. And comorbidities are just other health conditions that someone with MS may be dealing with. They can include depression. They can include anxiety. They can even include migraine headaches, which have been linked to MS relapse rates. The bottom line on comorbidities is that they contribute to worse outcomes among people living with MS, and being able to identify comorbidities and effectively treat them can make a real difference in the overall quality of life and well-being for people living with MS. Another session at ECTRIMS also served to underscore the concept that improvements in disease-modifying therapy were having an impact on slowing MS progression. It was announced that a 6.5-year follow-up study showed that Ocrevus continued to reduce disability progression among people living with progressive MS. So once again, I'll remind anyone listening that making sure that you're on disease-modifying therapy is going to be helpful in the long-term course of your MS. It's going to improve your quality of life in ways that are sometimes difficult to see in advance, but the science is pretty clear. So if you aren't on disease-modifying therapy because you're one of the many people who say, well, gee, I didn't think it was doing anything for me, please call your neurologist and have another conversation. I've always seen treatment as a partnership between a patient and their physician. As someone living with MS, you have a responsibility to yourself to do everything you can to fight your disease. And lifestyle choices are important, like eating a healthy diet, choosing not to smoke, making sure you get exercise, or at least participate in some sort of physical activity. But you can help yourself first, and perhaps best, by making sure that you're taking advantage of the disease-modifying therapies that are available to you. As you might imagine, stem cell therapy was part of the conversation at ECTRIMS, where attendees heard mixed news about studies that have been underway. We talk about stem cell therapy often on the podcast because I know so many of you have a real interest in it. And if you remember some of our previous podcast episodes, then you remember that there's more than one type of stem cell treatment being explored as a treatment for MS. And you probably also remember that stem cell therapy for MS is still in the investigative stage, regardless of what the snake oil salesmen who operate those stem cell clinics that are willing to give you a treatment that's never been scientifically proven to have any benefit whatsoever. Well, in spite of that, there are stem cell therapies that are being scientifically tested and investigated, and the presentations at ECTRIMS have really underscored their current state as experimental. The stem cell therapy that's shown the most promise for treating MS is called hematopoietic stem cell transplantation, or HSCT. And the latest data shared at ECTRIMS shows HSCT to be highly effective, reducing the risk of MS disability more effectively than disease-modifying therapy. However, HSCT has not shown itself to be effective in treating progressive MS. And a completely different stem cell treatment, called mesenchymal stem cell therapy, well, unfortunately, one study has shown that mesenchymal stem cell therapy has no impact on the number of lesions that develop in MS, although it may have some small impact on the number of relapses that occur. So as I've said many times before, stem cell therapy offers great promise as a future treatment. Scientists are learning more about it every day, but the science isn't complete. For instance, there are other mesenchymal stem cell treatments that are just beginning to be studied. So researchers have a lot to learn before they can state conclusively how stem cell therapy can best help people living with MS and who among the people living with MS will be the best candidates for this treatment. In other news, this morning the MS International Federation, the European Charcot Foundation, and the Italian MS Association announced the launch of the Patient-Reported Outcomes Initiative for MS, or PROMS. This global initiative is focused on putting the patient experience at the heart of MS research and healthcare for MS. It's designed to incorporate the patient's voice, views, and needs into the scientific development process and the practice of MS care. There's been a really significant trend in healthcare to incorporate the patient's voice, and it makes so much sense for so many reasons. Yet I've heard from more than a few Real Talk MS listeners who are wondering why there isn't a greater patient presence at ECTRIMS. Well, given the growing focus on and importance of patient-reported outcomes and patient-centric treatment, and now this global initiative that puts the patient in the center of MS research and MS care, I expect that we'll see a growing number of people living with MS and people affected by MS at future ECTRIMS conferences, and I expect we'll begin to see that as soon as next year. And just a heads up, next year the ECTRIMS conference is going to be held in Washington, D.C. And while we're speaking of patient participation in MS research, last year I told you about a first-of-its-kind collaboration between iConquer MS and the pharmaceutical company EMD Serono, where people living with MS were recruited to participate in a drug development project. That's really putting the voice of someone living with MS right at the front end of research. Well, the participants in this collaboration were given input into the clinical trial design for evobrutinib, EMD Serono's still investigative treatment for relapsing remitting MS. Well, EMD Serono just announced that they were initiating phase 3 clinical trials for evobrutinib, which is an oral therapy that takes a very novel approach to inhibiting a protein that's connected to MS inflammation. It may represent a whole new way of managing disease progression. So you can be sure that we'll be talking more about evobrutinib as research continues. Well, that's going to wrap up this special episode of Real Talk MS from Day 2 of ECTRIMS 2019. Just a reminder that you can catch another special ECTRIMS episode of Real Talk MS tomorrow, where I'll have a very special guest joining me. And the easiest way to catch every episode of Real Talk MS is to download the Real Talk MS app. You'll find the iOS version at the Apple App Store and the Android version at the Google Play Store. The app is free, and once you have it, you'll never miss an episode of the podcast. And you won't have to remember to download each episode. Every episode will automatically be downloaded, ready, and available, waiting for you to listen whenever you're ready. And I think that I'm ready to call it a day here in Stockholm. I'm John Strum. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you tomorrow from ECTRIMS 2019.